Codega is a guide and a storyteller, escorting you through the night, lighting the way, warding off thieves, ghosts, demons, and other oddities. Along the journey, his companions would often share with him the most curious of stories that he'd record in his codex. Perhaps you just might find yourself traveling with the Codega and sharing one of yours.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be. It's Rai here from Codega's Codex of Curiosities. I'm your guide on this adventure. And tonight's curiosity, well, it's going to be a little bit of everything, but specifically UFOs, maybe portals. And I'm going to learn a lot, and I'm going to have my mind blown, possibly to do with some dreams. It's a different view on dreams, which is very interesting, and I really, really appreciate that. So our guest is going to be Corey. He's going to come on and tell us about his experience that he had, and really interesting, actually, and something I haven't heard before. So I'm really looking forward to it. Also, before we get too far, I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. If you are listening, make sure you check out the YouTube channel. I have a lot more content, and I do want to be coming out with some shorter interviews that I'm just going to be strictly on YouTube. This one was, I thought, going to be a shorter interview, but it turned out that Corey had a lot more than I imagined, and it was really, really a great surprise. That being said, so I want everybody, you know, to check out the Facebook group, Codega's Codex of Curiosities, or, you know, subscribe, hit that like, comment on all my videos here on YouTube, and do that also on the, if you're listening to Apple or Spotify or Podbean or Podcast Addict, by all means, leave a message, leave a review. It really helps me out. And something else that really helps me out is sharing. Share this, you know, help me out by sharing this, sharing that. Also, I have a Patreon, so, you know, I want you guys to check out that. That'll be in the show notes. $5, we have a $5 one, and we have a $25 one. The $25 one gets you some products, some cool stuff. All right, without further ado, I'm going to bring Corey on. Hi there, Corey. Welcome to Codega's Codex of Curiosities.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for coming on. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and perhaps where they can find you?
Well, I'm Corey Alexander from Orlando, Florida. Just old regular guy, married, kids. That's about it. Just drive trucks. That's about it.
That is awesome. Well, mm-hmm. I want to say, you know, thanks for reaching out to me. I know I had posted something on Reddit, and you mm-hmm. reached out, and you gave me a link to your experience, which was really interesting. And I'd love to hear about it, and I'd love to hear your take on it as well. Okay. So you just jump right into it.
Okay. So, I said 2002, around April, May, I went to a blueberry farm. I was invited by a good friend of mine, and he was telling me, he's a single dad, so he always takes his daughter different places. So, he said, "Well, Corey, I found a blueberry farm. It's not too far. It's up the street. And, it's pretty fun. You go there and pick some berries." He went there with his brother and kids, and they had fun out there. So I say, you know, I'm not doing nothing Saturday. I take the kids out there and wife. So we got together. We left out early in the morning, and it was a normal day. And now I'm in Orlando, Florida. And as you know, we have a bunch of theme parks, Universal Studios, Disney, you know, all of that. So for my birthday, my wife had brought me some glasses, and here are the glasses. They're like bowl springs. They're broke. I've had them, and they just ran down. But they have something to do with the story, I guess. But
now, just a quick question: are they polarized lenses as well? On there,
they are polarized frames.
Okay. Cool.
Now, go to this blueberry farm, and we go on a boat ride, around the lake. It's a pretty big lake. We come out, we do a tractor ride, We let the kids pick berries, and I mean, we're they're messing with the chickens, and they're having a good time eating blueberry muffins. Now we are eating berries here and there while we're picking, you know.
As you do.
Yeah. And this is my first time going. I love blueberry pancakes. They're my favorite. So, you know, it's right up my alley. So I would say after, you know, a couple hours go by, my phone starts to die out. Because I'm normally with the glasses, since I'm at theme parks and I'm normally taking the kids somewhere every week, I just have the glasses on and I'm playing like podcasts or, you know, music. Audio book or something like that. Why, you know, while I'm walking around with the kids, I kind of tune them out and still hear them a little bit. But I won't, you know, if I have to stand in a long line, I have the glasses to take my time, which is perfect.
Of course.
So I say, after the tractor ride, we went back to picking up some berries, and I just noticed there were a lot of birds there, like more than it's like they had just gathered there that day for some strange reason, and it was just a lot of birds, which, you know, to me, it's normal birds at the blueberry farm, you know. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just get our berries, and we're going to go ahead and wrap up the day because my phone's gone dead. The glasses are gone, and I'm ready to go at this point. But while we're grabbing the last blueberries, what happens is the birds start acting sporadic. Like, I mean, you know how they fly back and forth. They do their thing, and they're pretty fast. They're flying back and forth. But this was kind of sporadic. Like, they were just going all over the place and just making a lot of noise. And I thought maybe the farm tripped something to get the birds out of there. I didn't know. So the girls were saying, they wanted to go. They were scared of the birds. So I'm, like, reassuring them. Listen, the birds are they're not going to bother you. I'm like, but we can go ahead and get out of here. So I'm like happy at the same time. Like, this is perfect timing. My phone just went dead. Yeah. So there's a little, the blueberry farm is called Tom West Blueberry Farm in Orlando, Florida. And it's actually a big house with a farm, a blueberry farm. It's really nice. And so we go up under the awning to go pay for the blueberries that we have in the bag. And as I'm walking to go pay for the blueberries, I turn back and look to where the birds were. And now there's no birds, but I'm going to say 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon time. Sun is out. It's a beautiful day. And when I turn and look back onto where the birds were, I noticed like something like, I would say like a reflection. I'm going to say a reflection. And when I say, if you're driving down the street and you look at a car and you see that reflection shining off the car, it looked no different. So and I have the glasses on still. And so as I'm looking, I'm squinting because in the glasses and the polarized lenses, I'm squinting and I'm saying, what the hell is that? I'm like, cause it's just like floating. And I'm like, it's not moving, it's stationary. So I'm like, maybe it's reflecting off of something. Maybe it's the sun, maybe some type of star or something. So, and I mean, it's 20, 30 feet away at the most. So I take the glasses off and it's nothing there. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And so everybody turn around. They're like, what are you talking about? And I put the glasses back on. It's something here. I'm like, you guys don't see anything here? And they're like, no, not at all. My friend is like, I don't see nothing. Like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. My ex-wife, she's like, are you playing or what's going on? I'm like, no. I'm like, seriously, there's something here. And I'm like, so you guys can't see it at all? And they're like, no, we can't see anything. They're like, come on, let's go. And so my friend, I'm adamant. I'm like, no, it's something here. And it's just like, it's nothing to reflect off of it. I'm like, you know, I'm like, what is, there's no material object for this to be reflecting off of at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like almost, it's in front of the bushes. So, of the blueberries. So I'm like, my friend is like, Corey, let me see the glasses. I hand him the glasses. And he puts them on, and he's like, "Oh shit! What is this?" He's like, "What the hell is this?" And I was like, "See, this is what I was telling you." And he was like, what is this? And I'm like, this is what I'm, but he's like panicking. He's like frantic. I'm normal. I'm like, this looks like a reflection. I give him the glasses and he's like more like scared. He's like, what the hell is this? And I'm like, so I'm almost confused. Like, well, are you seeing the same thing that I'm seeing? And he was like, let's go. And he was like, I don't know what this is. So I'm like, let me see the glasses back. When I put the glasses back on, I'm gonna say like an oval, I guess it was orange, reddish. And this thing is closed. This is the daytime.
And
and this is what he's seen. I seen the reflection.
Yeah.
And he's seen something coming out of the reflection. Me, when I get the glasses back, and I ask him afterwards what he's seen. And once I get the glasses back, all I see is this orange thing just hovering just in the middle. Maybe 5 feet away from the reflection. And it's just orange, and it's orange reddish.
So sorry, Corey, I got a question. So the reflection is still there, but there's this oval thing in front of it or next to it?
It's next to it. So say for instance, that is this the reflection, that's the oval thing, like not even far away from it. It's just staying there stationary. It's not it's not moving, almost like if you draw a oval. And when I say it's just a flat bottom and the top is oval.
Okay.
So let me get you the exact picture of what it is. The bottom is just completely flat, but it's a oval on top of it.
On the top.
Yes, but it's completely orange. I mean, and it looks like it's moving on the inside, almost like a lava lamp. And it's like a substance of, it looks like if you're looking at it, you would think it was, if you touched it, it would be hot or something, like, you know, almost like the sunset, no different color, the same color as the sun, like no difference. So at this moment, it's just sitting there. Now I'm panicking at this point. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, do you guys see this? My friend, he wants to leave. So my stepdaughter says, like, Mr. Corey, can I see the glasses? Can I see the glasses? And I'm like, yeah, hold on for a second. So this thing is just sitting there, and it's almost how can I say? Like, have you ever just been in a room with a club or a classroom and a bunch of people there, and you kind of just look back and somebody's looking directly at you. You can feel somebody staring at you.
Yes.
It's like I felt something just looking at me, where I'm looking like dead in the middle of this thing, but it's just there. I can't see through it or anything like that. Like, I can't see through it. And this thing takes off just like a conventional, what you see on TV, the UFO stuff.
Yes.
No different. I mean, it takes off in a straight line. It goes right past the lake and stops, not over the water, but after it passes the water, it stops right over the land at a house. I just went back to this blueberry farm maybe 3 days ago, and this happened in 2002. So I've been there twice since then. And I gave my stepdaughter the glasses once it went past the water, and it's maybe a half a mile away. And she puts on the glasses and she says, mommy, it's something right here. And it's something over there by the lake. He's not lying. He's not playing. Like, it's something here. Seriously. Now everybody in our group is scared and they want to go. I said, let's go. Let's get up out of here. We paid for the berries and we left. After that, I mean, I was just kind of shocked and scared, afraid and everything. I mean, I don't know if people ever seen something that they can't explain. But as for me, I never believed in a lot of stuff besides God. So, I only believed in God from what my mom and dad told me, you know. So after this experience, is like it took me into just researching. Like, I was like in depth. It was like, and trust me, I don't just pick up books and read. I don't do any type of research and anything like that. But this is the first time in my life that I picked up. Went through every little Google site, looked through anything that I could find that I was trying to explain exactly what happened. Like, okay, maybe the birds seeing something, or the magnetic field that they travel on, or I was just going through everything. NASA stars, that's reflections, light phenomena, ball lightning. I've done so much reading and research. I mean, I even started reading the Bible, all the different books of the Bible. I was going crazy. I mean, for like a year, man, I felt like I just lost my damn mind. I mean, and it was almost on my mind every day. Like, it's, I feel like as I blank, as I close my eyes, I could just see this thing. And yeah. I thought maybe, I said, well, maybe I'm just going crazy. But I said, maybe I'm going, like, maybe we ate some berries and it had some pesticides on it and it made us hallucinate. But I'm like, you know, how could we only see it in the glasses if we're hallucinating? How could it be me and my friend and the daughter, you know, seeing the same thing? And I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, I just can't. And when you try to tell somebody about it, nobody's going to believe you. Sound crazy as hell. And so, I mean, and nobody, you know, it could be your brother, your dad, your mom, your sister. The only people that, you know, that I talk to about it is the people who were there. And the experience and everything is, it's almost like it had an effect on me, on my mental. And maybe it's just a natural effect that I had. But when I tell you the extensive research, just being scared by myself.
Of course.
Yeah, it's like I literally almost checked myself into a mental facility. And it was just only me that was just going through that, the research. My friend, mm-hmm. he was like, hey, man, I don't know what that is to this day. It was like maybe some type of special something that the government got going on. He was like, but hey, between me and you, we know what we seen, you know? Yeah. And
so he kind of like shut the door on it. Is like, yeah, I saw something crazy, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Whereas you're like, I got to know, you know, it's like driving me. Wow.
Nuts. Driving me nuts, literally. Yeah.
And so what did you come up with as a possible a theory on this one? Because if you were looking into it for at least a year mm-hmm. after, you know, mm-hmm. you must have some sort of idea. You know, of course, there is no wrong answer because we don't know.
Right.
What do you believe that you saw?
The only thing that I came up with is maybe I found something on NASA called X points.
Okay.
And X points, they're like, I don't want to say like portals from a movie type of deal, but they're portals that, you know, NASA sends up some MMS machines and they detect where the magnetic field crosses, and once it crosses, it spits out some type of plasma. That's what I came to that describe almost exactly what could have happened. And maybe it was some type of light phenomenon that we have never seen on Earth, because they say that they see it in space all the time, but they're random events. And my thing is, okay, maybe it is an X point, but maybe the next step is maybe that the orange oval, or maybe is that some type of plasma life form type of thing? Because that thing sat there for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and then it took off and stopped right across the water, and then it took off again. And the star or whatever this thing was that it came from, it just kind of just evaporated. And so my thing is like, okay, I put everything, okay, maybe the birds can see in a different type of lens that we can, maybe the magnetic field. I was like Doc from Back in the Future. Like, I was just, listen, man, I was like.
You were going deep into that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a logical guy. So I'm like, you know, I've never seen a damn UFO. I've never seen nothing crazy before. No ghosts. I never believed anything like that. So seeing something like that, I'm like, well, maybe. Okay, maybe there is a Marquis Lawton here. So maybe they're experimenting with stuff. Maybe it's something, some type of, maybe they're giving a government test and they put some type of projection there and it did this. And if they have that type of technology where something can go invisible and you see it in the different lens, and it, I mean, at the end of the day, it did not harm me and my family.
Correct. You know,
it did not harm us. Maybe it had some type of effect, and maybe the mental effect was just me as a natural seeing something like that. And I went, you know, almost like being shell shocked, or you know, you see somebody get murdered or something. But I seen something and that I can't explain.
And and I don't want to say obsessed with it, but became very.
I became obsessed with it. Obsessed.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So
I'm hands down.
I don't want to say that, but
no. Now,
100%. I have a picture, and I want you to take a look at this and see if it resembles anything like this. This X. I think you said X point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to share my screen here, and I want you to tell me if this, these magnetic. You're saying these magnetic waves coming through. And crossing over, would this be considered an X point if you can see this?
Yeah, that will be considered an X point. And what it does is shoots on plasma through it, and it's just random. Now, I believe that I've seen an X point here on Earth, but if it says that if you read anything about it, and I'm just going off just my memory, it says it takes the plasma starts at one place, and then it comes to the X point at a whole nother place miles and thousands of miles away. So my thing is maybe it's some type of intelligence, maybe it's some type of spiritual type of thing. I don't know.
I definitely think it's on along the line of a portal. Now that picture that I just showed you is, and this is going to kind of sound crazy, but then again, you did see a portal or something and something come out of it. Mm-hmm. So this diagram was given to me in a dream by a scientist. And I know that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. My dreams are fanatical, kind of like crazy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was as if I was in a different dimension, and he drew this out on a chalkboard and showed me how I could get back into my own world. And it's just a dream.
Okay.
But this was the exact drawing that I had. And this X point, like I always thought maybe it had something to do with the Van Allen radiation belt, but this X point is something that is, you've just kind of opened another door or another idea, because I believe that our dreams hold a lot more truth.
Absolutely.
And a lot more crazy kind of stuff. Like I don't believe that our dreams are just, this has just happened in my day, and this is just my mind playing things over that happened in my day. I actually believe that it's kind of like we're getting into the quantum realm here. Like I don't know if you ever remember, what was that? Quantum Leap, where he would jump consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I actually believe that we're closer to that than we actually know. But yeah, so that's really interesting that this X point, that's something I definitely want to look into. And so, after this has happened, is there anything else? Have you ever had any other experiences where this was the only real, really crazy?
The only experience that I had, I'm going to say I'm 42.
Yeah.
So at this point, I have to be one or two. And
okay.
It's just my first, and I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know if this is my first dream or is this my first memory. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I was crawling at my grandfather's house, and I kind of remember what I had on, like some Velcro, maroon overalls, and a striped shirt. I'll never forget this day. And all I remember from this day is I was crawling into the refrigerator. I opened the door up, and I pulled the bottom out, and I grabbed a tomato, and I bit into the tomato. And as I bit into the tomato, it was just nasty. I spit it out immediately. But when I turned around and I look up under the table, there's a gold ball, and it's hovering through the house. It's just moving around. This is my first memory. I never told too many people besides my brother. And I told my older cousin who helped raise me. And that's
interesting.
That's 41 years ago, I just thought about it after I went through the situation. I'm like, could it be more than just what we perceive to be life? Maybe we're just in this physical realm or in this body. Maybe could this be government? Could it be something spiritual? Could it be something, a dimension? Could there possibly be faster ways to travel throughout space? Because I believe in God, and I believe that humans are pretty smart, but I don't believe that we're the smartest beings across the universe. I think if God is powerful enough, and he spread this universe far and wide, but he probably made a little shortcut to get here and there. You understand what I'm saying? And if you
100%.
I've been really studying, because I tell you now, I would not, if I'm listening to somebody tell the story, I would not believe it if I was there. What I was gonna do is just gonna take myself to do a little lie detector test and have the guy ask me questions about that day. And you know, because people not gonna, I don't even blame people for not even believing anything. I'll be honest, because this world is so crazy, but it's like it opened my mind and up to a whole bunch of different things that I never thought that could possibly be true. But the main thing that just it's the X point thing, and maybe the plasma. It kind of looked like lava plasma or something like that.
Yeah.
And if just think about it, we only could see a certain percentage in our viewing spectrum.
It is I don't think it's even 1%. I don't even believe it's 1%.
So my theory was, okay, I never see nothing again, and I always keep the glasses with me, and I always trying to look. If I hear something, I didn't hear anything that day. I didn't see any smoke. I didn't see any shadows or anything like that. But I take the glasses. I look every now and then. But I think that day, with the birds around, I tried to look and see if I could you know, do some type of database to see like where the magnetic field moves at, and see if it was around that time and if something strange happened, because I feel like maybe we're walking around in that field and it did something to the glasses that day. Maybe we were supposed to see that. Maybe not. Maybe it was some type of accident. Maybe it was some type of freak event. And I can tell you this on everything I love, like, this is not a, I know this story sounds crazy and unbelievable, but 100% that it's not made up. Maybe I could say, okay, maybe we ate some pesticide or something like that, and maybe we hallucinated and that's what it was. But I know what I seen for myself with my eyes, and I trust the people that I was with to see the same thing. So for me, it's just more. So it took me to MUFON, and I reported it to MUFON. Okay. But MUFON just, I going through this, I just got kind of scared of a lot of different things, and how I was telling people, I stopped telling people about it. I stopped talking, and I made the report with MUFON. They wanted to come talk to me, and I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, I just didn't want to know, like, because I hear things like when people see something, then something happened to them, like, I'm not going to go. I don't want to end my life like that. Like, I'll just be quiet about it. You know, because I know for myself what happened, so I don't really have to tell the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so I'm not waiting for a government disclosure, because I know it's something out there. You know what I mean? So
exactly. And if it was you, you know, your friends, you said, and your stepdaughter all saw this. And,
yes.
And specifically when you put on the glasses, you know, this only was
when
not
we,
you.
Only when we put on the glasses. Now, you would think. You would think, I always, when I look back at that day, I said, why didn't I grab somebody else's phone? Why didn't I put the glasses up and just record through the glasses? That's my biggest regret, because I would have loved to share that. And guess what? Even if I'd have had that footage right now and told the same story, people would still not even, maybe that is made up, maybe it's a glare. And I went back and forth with my brother. My brother was like, well, maybe, you know how you see a rainbow and it was raining, maybe it reflected off something crazy. The Polaroid lenses probably showed something. And I was like, no, man, this thing was solid. This thing moved. This thing stopped right over the, past the water and stopped on the land. And I'm like, this thing was kind of sentinel, like it had some type of something in it. And
some
I don't
sort
know.
Of intelligence.
Yeah. And
some
I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was cloaking or whatever. I've read a whole bunch of different things. Just my theory that is some type of different type of life or whatever. And it brought me to this. And
Terry Ray.
I ordered this book because I was just reading and reading on different stuff. And then I thought I was special. I thought I was the only one who's seen something like this. I was like, maybe God is trying to tell me something. Maybe I'm seeing this for a reason. Maybe I'm the chosen one. I'm like, I can't believe that this has happened. You know, maybe I need to let me see what happened in the Bible, if anybody had anything happen like this. Like, I went through every little train of thought, period.
Every scenario.
Yeah. Every scenario. And then it brought me to this book. Actually, somebody from Reddit told me to get this book because they thought the story was fascinating when they read it. And then I ran into a couple people, even from around the surrounding areas that ran into the same thing, into the woods, and they seen something, but nobody had seen something through a lens of a glasses or seen something. They've yeah. actually seen it, you know. And after this event, I've seen orange little orbs, but off in the distance. And I just don't account that, because it could be anything, even far in the distance. I sit there and watch, but the movement that I seen, it was more, it knew exactly what it was doing.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you this, if we have technology like that, we're probably in good hands. I'm going to be honest. If the United States has technology like that and they're hiding it, and maybe they put it out, you know, 20, 30 years from now, we're in good hands, because they're coming across some good stuff. I mean, anything with invisibility or anything like that, we don't have to worry about a lot of stuff. But if it's something from another world or just space or dimensions, we may be in trouble. Possibly.
Well, I feel you are correct in saying that it's from another, possibly another dimension or another mm-hmm. space, but I don't think we're in trouble, because if they have that much that technological capability, you know, we'd be nothing. You know, they would have done whatever they wanted to do already, or maybe they have. And I do think you're special, you know, to be able to see something like that and to catch that. Like, I wonder how many times we're out and about, you know, and some things kind of feel off, but mm-hmm. you know, we're not wearing polarized lenses, and we miss this. You know, I wonder how many things, you know, we have all as a whole have missed because we have not seen it.
Yeah, yeah, but really I haven't seen it again. I prayed and prayed and asked God, like, just like, please just show me it again. Or, you know, I try to do different prayers. I try to do meditation, and I've never seen it again. And maybe God is like, hey, I showed you one time. Like, I don't do magic. I showed you seen it. Now it's up to you to move accordingly. So I just took it on with I'm not a religious person. I do believe in God. I'm a spiritual yep. person. So I just took it as God is amazing, because if he can make us and create other type of life forms, create technologies and things of that sort, man, he's just amazing. I know what's here. Maybe, and I thought maybe these can be angels, maybe these can be souls, maybe it can be consciousness. But I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Oh, this is what it is. Maybe it's a drone from another dimension. Maybe they know how to use light. Maybe they're light beings. Maybe they know how to control and see through light. I thought of so many different things that came through my head. But guess what? We'll never know. I can't tell you where the first man came from, where the first ant came from, the chicken before the egg. We don't know these things. So
we don't. Yeah. And sometimes, like, I find whenever we get an answer, mm-hmm. we end up with four more questions. Absolutely. It's kind of like we get one answer, four more questions. And we're always, and, you know, us as a species, we've always been explorers. You know, humans have always been explorers. We're always exploring new lands. But now that lands are pretty much have found here, you know, we're exploring other areas. And so I think it's very important that we always keep our curiosity wandering always.
Now, I did think, maybe because I don't know. Have you heard of the Savannah syndrome? Havana syndrome?
The Havana syndrome. Yeah, right. A little bit. Yes.
So I thought maybe because of what I went through, I said maybe this thing had some type of effect on me where it had some type of effect that made me have like be paranoid, that just took me through that little phase of going through something with the just I can't sleep. I'm telling you, when I drive a truck, so I'm out on 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. Man, I couldn't. Yeah. I had to leave my job and just get another job in the daytime, because I couldn't be around at night, even though I seen this thing in the daytime.
Yeah,
and it just you have a fear of people will never understand. I guess until maybe they see something, but if you see something and then it's not there and you can't comprehend this with your head, all I can do is be fearful. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even if it is government or whatever, it's just gonna have a effect on you on your life.
That paranoia, it's gonna create a paranoia of sorts, you know. And it's either gonna drive you to shut down, which mm-hmm. some people do, or it's gonna drive you that what is this? And you do create a fear, but you almost got this yearning to know what is this or what was this.
Yeah. And I think that's a natural, I think that it's natural to, if you see something, to for humans to research and try to figure out what is this. And I wanted, man, if I wish that somebody did some type of investigation. Hey, it happened at the time was Blueberry Farm. It happened at this time. Can you look at, just look at the
maybe check out the Schumann residence as well around that time. Something.
See what's going on. And then I just looking at different stuff and reading other people's accounts of this stuff, man. All I need is just for 1% to be right. That is it. Like everything else could be made up. People can make up stories, but if just 1% of this stuff is right, we have a problem. And for me, so this is my thing. Do I want some government disclosure? I'm gonna be honest, I don't. Just leave the world with what we have now, with our reality of what's going on. If y'all can keep anything hidden and that you think it needs to be hidden, hide it. You know, at the end of the day. Especially, just imagine if something came and showed itself. I know if it did that to me, and I'm a strong individual, I can imagine what it would do to kids, women, people that are just not strong, on people religious beliefs. It would mess you up. I mean, if I went through that from seeing what I seen, I've been to Disney and Universal. I've seen holograms. I've seen it all. So if I seen something like that and right in front of me, I used to have 3D TVs. This was something. I don't know what it was, and it was about the size of a small Cavalier.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a small Chevy Cavalier. Yeah. So, but other than that, man, that's my story, man. That's my story. Wow. Yeah.
Corey, that's amazing, and I really like how you broke it all down. You know, and you kind of, you know, you went deep into what you know, researching it, because I think it's important. So there's a lot of people who. You know, I interview people who've had many different experiences, whether it be like, you know, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, UFOs, aliens, ghosts, and, you know, they're the ones willing to share the story, but they talk about the others who may have had the same experience who just shut down because it will destroy their view on life, you know, their reality that they've created, this box that they've created. You have to get rid of it. You have to destroy it because this is a life altering, you know, reality changing type of experience that just happened. And it's, you know, like, yeah, things are still happening, but there's this, what is that to us? You know, that it does change your view on reality and everything.
It's the, you're safe inside the box. And, once you get out that box and it's you're opening your eyes to different realities, especially if you had experience. And, I like to, now I try to look at reports of people with mental issues and people who say they hear things and people who say they see things. Now I try to look at these accounts and I'm like, maybe they are hearing something, and maybe it is in their head, but maybe there's certain people that it is something happening around them. And it's like the fishbowl effect. We could be the fish in the bowl, and there's something greater that we can't, I mean, just as fish in the sea don't know we're out here walking around. You get what I'm saying?
100%. I agree. And I, you know, it's funny you say that, because I think the same thing. You know, like the schizophrenia is, you know, are they hearing voices or is it just their mind, you know, doing this? But it really could be.
I have one more thing to say. So
for sure,
I have the, you know, there's tetanus where you hear the ringing noise and all of that. And,
tendonitis.
The tendonitis. And then there's the sleep paralysis. There's something where you hear voices too, when you kind of waking up early in the morning. I forgot the name of it, but there's a diagnosed name for it. But I told my wife, I said when I woke up, and I think I have sleep apnea. Sometimes she say I stop breathing, and so one morning I'm waking up, and I hear Corey, 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 just like that, no different. I hear Corey, 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 right in my ear. Right next to me, and it's like a panic, like Corey, Corey, Corey. I wake up. I think I'm waking up or I'm woke. I don't know. But I hear Corey, 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 and I say, huh? And my wife is gone. I'm like, I just heard a woman's voice say Corey, Corey, Corey. So I'm like, I'm going crazy. I'm out of here. I'm like, I'm through. So I tell my wife what happens. So 4 months later, she hears a voice that says good morning. Yeah. And she looked around the house. She looked around the room. She said it was a pleasant voice, but she said she was scared because nobody was there. She called me. I was at work, and she said, heard a fucking voice that said, good morning, in my ear. And I said, I told you. This is what I try to tell you. And when I do have sleep paralysis, I seen my dad get shot when I was young, and I started having night terrors and stuff like that. I guess that's where it comes from, the night terrors. And I used to have like the sleep paralysis where I can't move or whatever. And I just equated it because seeing my dad get shot when I was young, and it started.
It's traumatic.
Yeah. So it kind of started, but I've never ever seen anything like people say they see stuff or whatever. So one night I'm sleeping with my wife, and we're in this house here. And mind you, I'm in this house here. And I'm sleeping in the bed, and I wake up, and I have to take a piss, and I'm just laying there, and I don't want to get up. You know, you're just lazy as hell. You don't want to get up. You're trying to hold it to the last minute, then get up.
Of course. Yeah, I know that all too well, just about every morning.
The wife keeps the house cold as hell, so you don't want to get up from under the cover. Yeah, so I'm just laying there. So I have my back turned to her. So now I turn to her and look, and I see like a silhouette of just a dark, shadowy figure. And at this time, I'm moving. I'm not in sleep paralysis. When I'm having sleep paralysis, I'm terrified. I'm scared as hell.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I'll try to wake myself up out of it, and I'll grab my wife's hand, and I'll put it over me like I'm a woman. Like at the end of the day.
Wow.
I get that.
Yeah.
So, but I turn and look, and I see like the door is cracked open, and the light is on in the bathroom, like a couple doors down in the hallway. So there's a light coming through the door and on the side. So I see a silhouette of nothing that tall, and it has like a round head. And it's super black, super black. We have surveillance all around the house, and we have in the kitchen. There's a screen where you can see all the cameras around, and in the room I can see the camera. So, and then we have like security locks on the door. I know nobody could be in this house, so I'm an avid gun collector, so I kind of start to slide off the bed, and I reach in my drawer to grab my gun, and then I flip around on the bed and go to my knees, and it's nothing there. And I'm like, what the? So I'm like, maybe I was sleeping and, you know, hallucinated. Now, I didn't tell her about that until months later, you know, because I didn't want to scare her or have her thinking now, like, this guy's crazy.
Now, here's a question. Yeah. You had cameras. Did you check your cameras to see if they picked up anything?
Yeah, checked the cameras. Didn't see anything, nothing. It was just something in between sleep.
Which has happened. You know, like I had a guest on where he describes that it was kind of a sleep paralysis where he was being attacked by this creature and it was shoving its arm down his throat, and his girlfriend woke up, saw him sitting up in bed like this and choking like this, mm-hmm. you know? So where you're saying things are in between sleep, that very much could be. There could be creatures that are in-betweens, you know? They're in between one world and this world.
Right. So now think about your subconscious. So I read a book on subconscious and how it works and things of that sort. So when we dream, unless it's a lucid dream, we can kind of control the dream, or we perceive that we're controlling ourselves in the dream, and we can kind of make different things happen. Either we're dreaming that we can control it, or we're having a lucid dream. But there's the normal dream where you're just taking a ride along in your body, but somebody else is controlling it. So it's almost like our reality where we're controlling it, but our subconscious is taking a ride along. And it can give us ideas and different thoughts of that sort. So I'm thinking like maybe the dream is the opposite. Maybe we're just somebody's subconscious in another dimension and we're just taking a ride.
Wow. That is interesting. I like that. I like that take. I've never heard that view before. And I really like that. So if we're not lucid, we're kind of just along for the ride. We're someone else is driving and we're in the back seat.
Yeah, we can have our same thoughts. We can have the, but we're just not, it's just like our subconscious now. You know, the only time my subconscious take control now is when I'm driving, not paying attention.
Yep. Yeah. I know exactly. I know exactly. Yeah. Because we get in that zone kind of thing. We're just kind of zone out. And
you look up and you say, how the hell did I get here without hitting anything?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. But and I like to use just, man, that's why I tell on people I'm completely logical. Yeah. I believe in, there may be an afterlife. There could possibly be spirits. I believe the world is round. I believe there is space in between here in planets. There's a nothingness there. I believe in stars, black hole. I believe in science, but I believe in God as well. I believe he created everything, but I believe that worlds, the worlds and universes, the Mars or the other planets out there, instead of them being worlds, I think that they can be other dimensions. Like they can be other dimensions that we're actually traveling to, or that we could possibly get to, instead of them just being a solid Earth object. It can just be, that's the dimension. We're looking right at it. We just have to make it there. I mean, it's just a way of thinking. I mean, I could be 100% wrong, or I could be right on the money, or I can be nowhere near anything.
I'll be honest. I really enjoy hearing your theories on this, because it's refreshing. You know, I really do actually like hearing them. And when you're saying that, when we're in a dream and someone else is taking control, I'd like that. Like there is, I'll tell you, like some of my dreams where I was talking about Quantum Leap, where I've taken over other people's consciousness. Like my consciousness goes in and I take control of them. Mm-hmm. There was one where I was a like 11, 12 year old little black boy, mm-hmm. and I was in a family, and this is going to sound crazy. And I'm telling them, I'm like, actually, I'm like a 40 year old white male.
Right.
And like, you know, it's like I'm sounding crazy, but this is how I felt. And my job was, my sister was going to be involved in a gas station robbery. She was kind of an accomplice, wasn't really supposed to be involved. And so I was going there to prevent her from being part of that. And it's
that's why I say dreams, we know the scientific definition of dreams, but we honestly don't know what they are. We don't know if our subconscious leave and goes to a different dimension, a different universe, a different world. We call the planets different worlds and stuff. We honestly don't know what this stuff is. You know, we scientists with the James Webb telescope, they're finding more and more. The universe is way older than we thought. The Big Bang, it's more than what we thought it was. We have pyramids here that we don't know where the hell they come from, or how they built them. Maybe the X points were coming through the damn pyramids, and these things, whatever they are, came through them. Maybe if we're in the Stone Age, or maybe we're back in where we're not flying around machines, and you see something in the sky now, it's gonna change your damn life. And maybe they seen certain things. Maybe these things that's coming through, maybe they're dropping off different insects, different animals. Maybe they're trying to save the universe from different things, and they're going around the different planets and putting this stuff together. Damn, they're like a video game. We don't, just because this world is physical to us and we have a certain view on things, that don't mean it can be something totally different just out of our frame of mind. I mean, you have to have an open mind. But that doesn't mean that there's not a God at the end of the day. That doesn't mean there's not. I look at God as a creator. Something created everything here, no matter what. Nothing came out of thin air. Something had to put this together.
I agree. Yeah. I do agree. I really like your take on this all, Corey. Like I thought this was going to be a short interview. I was going to do like this short segment, but you know, we're almost hitting an hour here, which is great. You know, I'm going to turn this into one of my regular episodes for sure. I think this is great. Man. You know, I really, really enjoyed talking with you. You know, you have a great fresh take on everything. And I like your point of view. You know, I like how you approach everything as well.
Man, you have to approach it with logic. If I walk outside, I see a apparition or something, I'm not going to assume that it's a ghost. I'm going to say somebody has to be playing it. It has to be, how could they put this here? There has to be a way that this actually happens, you know? But mm-hmm. you know, you try to when you're a man, you try to deal with logic. You have kids to protect, you have a home. You don't wanna go to work every day and like it's something out here that we just never knew about, something that could possibly be riding in the truck with us, something that could be manipulating our thoughts. I say, well, maybe if the government is hiding something, maybe there's an entity that feeds off of our emotion that maybe has us, you know, they say we have free will and free choice, but maybe it does influence certain things. Maybe there is that devil on the shoulder and the angel on the other, and it influences you to do certain things, and it's up to you. Have you ever been on everybody? I don't care what nobody says. Everybody has been somewhere where they can feel that present, that, and they know it's not them. They get in a situation where you get real mad and you want to get out of character, and you know it's a spirit that's not of you, you know, and you're like, damn, I was ready to kill that guy. And you know, that's just not your character. And sometimes you see people going out there shooting up schools, raping people, beating people, robbing people. And maybe these spirits are inhabiting these people's body. And if the government comes out and say, hey, listen, there is an entity and he makes people rob and steal. And if we're going to say, well, it's not right for me to go to jail if the spirit made me do it. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to, there's a legal aspect to the spiritual world as well. So
yes.
They can't erase the spirit, but we can erase the person if the spirit inhabited them to do such an evil thing. Because I believe in spirits and things of that sort.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, there was a Denzel Washington movie where there was a spirit that would jump around from person to person just through touch, you know? And yeah, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it, but that's kind of maybe something you're kind of like, it's right. A possession of sorts, right. Kind of what you're referring to, which is interesting.
Yeah. And, just imagine if they're not spirits, what if they're of something that we can't view, and it's something that always can inhabit our body and can influence certain things. You never know. I mean, and this is what movies are. I do believe that these movies that are created, the books that are created, this is all the creators doing. Like, we're seeing messages through content, and it's been happening.
Yes.
And it's not us. We think it's us. We think we're the smart one. We came up with this. But it's not. We see the messages through the lifetime and through the ideas of things, and it actually comes alive. One thing that I know we're here to do as a human being is to create. We're here to create. Everything has a job, and we're creating for a reason. We're not sitting out here making all of these technological advances for no reason.
I agree. And it's funny you say that, because I have this group that we get together every Tuesday and we discuss things. And just this past Tuesday, we were discussing the Simpsons and the predictions.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to figure out like where this comes from. And I was like, perhaps the writers are, you know, getting some sort of like somehow they're connected and they're receiving this information, and subconsciously they're writing these things down. And it's kind of like, you know, it's that they see the future. It's not that they see the future. It's that someone from the future or something from the future or some timeline is being fed into them, and they're able to write this down and, you know,
all right. So
possibilities.
Yeah. If you're a hyper intelligent being and you don't want to actually interact with us, because if a human, we're the most dangerous thing on the planet. And so I assume if there's any type of extraterrestrial or any type of being, it could look exactly like us. It's going to be dangerous probably, because we're dangerous. We would try to take over their world. We would try to look at what we do to ourselves. You know what I mean? But if it's something that intelligent, okay, you see how many people, I don't know a person who's never seen The Simpsons before. That would be perfect. Put imagery, put little messages through what people are going to be watching. And you're going to get things like that. I mean, if it's some type of higher intelligence out here, like some type of the quantum, the math got to be math. And it's happening around us for reasons unknown. But I do appreciate the government for hiding these things from us. Continue to hide these things, because I don't want to see it. I already experienced enough myself. I just want to be able to fish when I get old, walk my dog, enjoy my wife, go on vacation. I don't want to hear about nothing crazy. I'm just being honest with you. I wish I never had that experience, even though I was scared and terrified, and it was amazing, and what I seen was beautiful. Definitely, I was mesmerized from it, but I would never want to experience that again. Or I wish I would have never kind of went through that on myself. Even though I found God in a whole different light, I never read the Bible until then. I never knew about the ancient Samaritans. I never knew about the Anunnaki. I never knew about Enoch. I never knew about
Enoch, yes.
And the Nephilim, I never knew about all of this stuff on archaeology. I never knew about a lot of this stuff until this event happened. So if something this traumatic happens and it changes me as a person, I can imagine what it would do to the world. It can have a good and a bad effect. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And I think that's a great way to end this, Corey. I want to say thank you so much. And
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, so I'm sure you can hear these noises driving by. I actually record on my rooftop here, and I live in Mexico. So every now and then we get motorbikes driving by and vendors selling stuff. But that being said, I want to say thank you so much, Corey, for taking the time and coming on to my show here, Codex, Codex of Curiosities. It was really enlightening. And, you know, I would say it's almost a bit of an awakening that you had as well.
Right.
Maybe you didn't want it, but I think it really, you know, opened you up.
Yeah, just put me back in the box.
You can't. Once you're out, man, you can't. You're out.
Hey, I'm in the box. I got tape around it. Hey, send me back. Hey.
Thanks so much, Corey. I want to say thank you again.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Wow. Okay. So that was supposed to be a short. I thought Corey just had a short little... I thought it was just a short, going to be a quick little experience. But in fact, this filled the whole hour, and it was really a fantastic talk. It was enlightening. It was great. His experience was out of this world, you know, and it really, he's brought a lot of things to the show here that normally we don't hear. You know, when he's talking about the dreams, he's talking about this X point. These are things that I want to look into, you know, possibly... You know, someone else is controlling us. We're the subconscious and we're kind of running our body, we're in our body, but someone else is in the driver's seat. I really like that. So I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. You know, make sure you keep your curiosity wandering and ensure the light remains lit.
Yeah. I think they're trying to keep us distracted. It's free to pay attention. Yeah.
Don't be distracted by the beams that people put into play. Instead, focus on the freedoms people tearing away. Yeah. It's all confusion. They turning UFOs into UAPs. What? To test the public on the subject, change the mood and see how we react. Yeah. Knowing we've been visited back before Egyptians stacked stones with exact mathematical dimensions with attention to match. Before the days of Pangea when the continent cracked.
They've been here.
Stupid humans just been covering tracks. Earth is just a puddle in the sea of what's been attached. I know a couple hybrids living on the planet. In fact, they might be living next to you. You ever think about that? Be the vibe. If you're feeling lost, tune to the tone. We might be living in a dome, but we're never alone. Send a rocket to the moon. Let it curve on its own. It's a distraction.
But that's all that I can see on this phone.
We're caught up in a blue beam, distracted by design, while shooting down illusions, indoctrinated minds.
Plain view, blueprint has been laid out. Played rat in the maze, getting stuck in the same route. Lost, feeling exhausted, breaking the frame down. So breathe, raise your vibration and phase out. Resonant, every thought's related to fate. And they don't want to let you know that you're designed to be great.
Who's that?
Good question, start checking your mate. They play chess, not checkers. In the darkness, they wait.
peep the games that they're playing. Using holograms till they got the prey praying, and that's all that I'm saying. Project Bluebeam and the plans that they laying get me hotter than the flames that surround Super Saiyans. Godlike, like the godson that be star bright. Living in a fractal, speaking to evolved light. An oceanic alien that no one was on sight. Reminding you to never get distracted, it's alright.
We're caught up in a blue beam, distracted by design, while shooting down illusions, indoctrinated minds. They wanna see us panic, to put us back in line. The people have awoken, and see right through the light. It's all a distraction.
So they feed us negativity. They put it on the plate and we just eat it up for dinner. See, we allowed to panic but never address the lunacy. The current, the currency gotta be some foolery. It needs to flow with unity, floating with opportunity. Abundance is a class and I'm waiting for God to tutor me. Teach me and let me reach all the people that need the guidance. Allow me to give them visions of all this positive knowledge.
It's all a distraction. It's a part of the game that we play. They don't need a reaction.
Don't get distracted.